Yeah, so that was only 3 minutes. Already seems like it was going on too long. Had to cut that short. So I think what I'm going to do is play Music of the Spheres from the old-time IM cult from, I think this is from the 1950s, the original New Age cult led by Guy and Edna Ballard, probably the first religious cult to bring the Ascended Master teachings to the U.S., and want to let you know, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Music of the Spheres from Edna Ballard and the IM religious cult in Chicago, 1950-something, 40-something, maybe. Okay, see ya.
Thank you. Thank you. Jagat Janani Mata. Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Vocal Fry here on WFMU, listener-sponsored freeform radio from Jersey City, New Jersey. I am Dan Boda.
I'm Purple Haze.
And we are in Studio B, the lovely boxcar-shaped location where we relocate a couple weeks before we start our spring fundraising marathon every year. And it's amazingly warm in here.
Yep.
So any concerns we had about how cold it's been lately are just completely evaporating in here. Sublimating, going directly from ice to steam, as it were. So we open tonight with Moinuddin and Aminuddin Dagar, the Dagar brothers, Dagar, a duo from India, heirs of a long, long lineage of Drupad singing masters. Drupad, a very sober, sort of sedate take on Indian classical singing. And what we heard was Bhairavi, Raga Bhairavi. We heard the Jagata Janini segment. And recorded on a collection issued on Musicophone Records, a musical anthology of the Orient, which tells you something about the time period.
Yeah.
Edited for the International Music Council by the International Institute for Comparative Music Studies and Documentation. Part of the UNESCO collection. It's India 3. These are beautiful compilations, though, in gorgeous mono. What is Vocal Fry, Hazel?
I think it can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah? I think that Vocal Fry is it's a couple things. This is what I want it to be anyway. It is an hour every week that you can set aside from the mayhem, the chaos, the pain, the misery, or, you know, maybe you're otherwise mundane or boring or just a quotidian evening.
I mean, this music may cause you pain and misery if...
It's true.
Occasionally, you know, but...
There's certainly no lack of pain and misery available in the program if you, you know, tune in and really submit.
So sometimes, like what we just played, we, you know, lull you to sleep. But, you know, you can't always expect a easy listening experience.
That's true, yeah. I would say ideally it's somewhat engaging and challenging. Yeah. But it is an hour set aside from the week when you can come and explore with us the ever fascinating answer to the question, what is the weirdest sound people can make with their voices? And we seek that answer in music from all time periods, genres, across the world, every sort of register from, you know, fine classical art music to goofy, kitschy, ridiculous entertainment of the kind of vaudeville variety, and everything in between. So that's what Vocal Fry is. It's also, you know, a synonym here for weird vocal techniques. So throat singing like you hear in the background, or the Drupad singing where there's this incredibly detailed exploration and improvisation around the tones of the raga, and these very, very subtle microtonal variations that the singers are employing. And tonight it's a little more, we're going to be leaning toward the more introspective end of the Vocal Fry spectrum. But hey, come and check out the playlist at WFMU.org. You can say hey there in the comments, and you can also, you know, see the information about what's playing as it's playing. I have a piece that I want to play for you now. This is a composition by the Norwegian composer Kara Kullberg called For the Time Being, and it's performed by the avant-garde ensemble Electric Phoenix, a quartet consisting of soprano Judith Reese, mezzo-soprano Linda Hurst, tenor Daryl Rundwick, and bass singer Terry Edwards. And they kind of existed to explore the use of extended vocal techniques in contemporary classical music. This, I believe, came out in the late 80s. Yeah, 87 this came out. So we're going to hear this this piece from them right here on Vocal Fry. Thank you.
Ha! Ha!
Thank you.
Oh.
You're listening to Vocal Fry here on WFMU. Listener-sponsored freeform radio out of Jersey City, New Jersey. And I'm Dan Boda.
I'm Purple Haze.
And we are here to share with you the weirdest sounds we could find that people made with their voices. That was a group specially dedicated to making weird voices with their mouths called Electric Phoenix. They were formed to explore the possibilities of voice in classical music. In 1979, I think they were active until the 90s at some point, put out a number of records. And what we just heard was a selection of them performing the composition called For the Time Being by Kara Kolberg, a Norwegian composer. A composition done especially for them on a CD of two compositions of Kolberg's, also with a piece called Aria in Aria that came out in 1987.
We need more people to dedicate themselves to doing work like that, to exploring the human voice. You know?
I mean, there certainly are a few people doing that today.
Well, there's still work that needs to be done.
I was going to say, yeah, there's not enough, though. So, all right. I agree. I'm fully on board in support of that. And, hey, if you have suggestions, people out there who are listening, if you have suggestions of people who are exploring the universe of the human voice, let us know.
At WFMU.org in the comments.
Always happy to hear, you know, people's suggestions, especially if you know of like a composer or artist who that's not kind of the thing they're known for. There's a bunch of different artists who I have been turned on to by listeners, especially over the years, who, you know, who do that, but it's not kind of like the headline of what their music is about. And so sometimes it's kind of hard to find those artists. We've got a couple more pieces to play for you. Really took up a lot of time tonight by spending a good amount of time with the Drupad singing from India, and then this 20-minute long opus from Electric Phoenix. I would like to share with you a piece now from a group called Broadcloth. The vocalist, well, all of them sing on this together, but the main vocalist of the group is a woman named Anne Rhodes. And she, I believe, teaches now at Wesleyan and has worked a lot with Anthony Braxton. You can find her on a number of Anthony Braxton compositions as one of the sort of core vocalists that he comes back to working with over and over again. Pretty extraordinary singer. This group called Broadcloth was here at FMU to perform live for us some years back. You should be able to find that in the archives, I believe, of my prior show called Airborne Event, which would put it before like 2017, probably around 2015 or so. I don't know. Time. What does it mean anyway? Yeah. So let's turn over things to Broadcloth now, right here on Vocal Fry on WFMU.
To lay my body. Went by the trumpet sound. I from my grave shall rise and see the judge with glory crowned and see.
Winding up another episode of Vocal Fry here on WFMU. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Hayes, thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome.
It's good to have you along for the ride. You want to tell the folks what we were just listening to?
We just heard the group Broadcloth do a version of Idumea from the album In Stitches. And in the background right now, we're listening to Hannah Tulicki and Lucy Dunscombe.
I love this composition. We'll have to revisit it when we have some more time with it. Tide Songs, it's called, though. And beautifully fitting. Hey, what are people tuned into right now?
You're tuned into WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
That was kind of a leading question on my part, I think. Yeah. Thanks a lot, everybody, for tuning in. Stick around. Jesse is here. Time for the Frau Show right here on WFMU. I'll see you next week.
Back in the USSR!